Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, when I say all this stuff at the top of the show, it means it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I'm great, Mike. You know I'm always excited when we change roles on this show.
Yes, I do.
But before we can do that, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the phrase Scopes Trial. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for a device that emits light and a six-letter word for the branch of physics that studies that device. What are the words?
Well, the words are laser and optics. Okay, Mike. On this date in 1717, King George I of England and a boat full of aristocrats took a cruise on the River Thames as musicians on another barge debuted Handel's Water Music Suites. Many Londoners turned out to hear the concert, and according to contemporary reports, the king liked it so much he ordered repeat performances for the return trip. So today's show is all about music and the water.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of concerts on the Thames, rock manager Malcolm McLaren was one of several people arrested after a 1977 punk concert on the river during Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee by which band that mockingly sang God Save the Queen?
The most understated band name of all time, the Sex Pistols.
Correct. The band would play just three more concerts that year and was defunct within 7 months of the concert on the river, which it is now maybe most remembered for.
All right.
Designed by Robert Moses, creator of the surrounding state park, the stage of which Long Island Amphitheater, which hosted musicals from its 1952 opening through 1981, starting with A Night in Venice, actually sits in the ocean.
Can I have a hint?
Sure. Do you want the initials of the place?
Sure.
JB.
Oh, of course. The Jones Beach Amphitheater?
Correct. It's been the Jones Beach Marine Theater and Tommy Hilfiger at Jones Beach Theater and is now called the Nikon at Jones Beach Theater.
So the Jones Beach Amphitheater?
Right. A musical called Queen of the Mist that debuted in 2011 is about the life of Annie Edson Taylor, a former music teacher herself, who became the first person to survive what feat on her 63rd birthday in 1901?
The thing that came to my mind was going over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Correct.
Okay.
She's the first person believed to have done that and lived through it. What Creedence Clearwater Revival song about a riverboat reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and later returned to number 4 in a version by Ike and Tina Turner?
Big Wheel Keep On Turning, Proud Mary.
That's
keep
right.
Keep On Burning.
Mike, you keep on burning. Other artists to cover the song include Elvis, George Jones, and Leonard Nimoy. And finally, a reference to a lyric from the 2001 hit Drops of Jupiter, the third Sail Across the Sun music and wine cruise hosted by which band leaves Miami for Jamaica in February?
I'm glad that's the question because it's basically the only thing I probably know about that song. It's by the band called Train.
Correct. Well, Mike hit all the right notes and didn't drown this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can swim over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at these questions that Ian just asked me, or a couple of extra credit questions he's got up his sleeve, or perhaps this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of orchestral composition La Mer composer Claude Debussy. CLAUDEDEBUSSY. Change one of the D's to an H. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a three-word phrase. One letter, four letters, eight letters, for something that might keep you from enjoying the weekend. What's the phrase? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge. I hope it doesn't take you all weekend, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Bon voyage.